Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's your host, Ashley Burgess, and I'm here to tell you those last little secret tidbits about how to really make that resolution that has become a habit, make it really successful and make it work, no matter what your track record is. You know, I know a lot of people have done a lot of resolutions in the past. They haven't stuck, or they gave up halfway, or they gave up day two, whatever it is. But this, start over again. So if things have gone wrong already, get back on that horse and start over again. If you're still going well, we'll keep it up. Keep it up. There's no reason to go backwards. There's an old saying that says, if you're going through hell, don't stop, just keep walking. So you got to consider that in the fact. So the first thing you can do, the little secret tidbit that you have to understand, and this goes with anything in life, is that when you're forming a new habit, there's three keys to it, right? You have consistency, rewards, and motivation. Consistency, rewards, and motivation. So if you think about it, if you have all three of those things together, a lot of people call that a streak or a winning streak, right? So when people are winning, when things are going well for them, there's consistency, there's consistency, there's rewards, and there's motivation. So if you put it all together, those streaks build and they build that momentum. And so eventually you're pretty sure that you're going to succeed, because in life, when we're consistent about something, no matter how painful it is, consistently doing something. The second thing is when we're rewarding ourselves by being consistent. It's awesome. And those rewards and that consistency always brings motivation, because eventually you're going to get in tune with it. That motivation is going to be there. You're going to want to succeed. You're going to want to do this because it makes you feel a lot better. Life's a lot better. Life's good. And you know what? You are powerful and you can do it. The next thing that a lot of people aren't going to talk about either is that when we're talking about building that plan and making that plan foolproof, is being completely in depth with that plan and doing all that good stuff, figuring out the trigger and everything that we talked about. So when you're writing up that plan, writing it up, securing it on a wall in your bathroom where you're going to see it every morning, securing it at work every day, and reading that. And when you're really reading that over and over again, you're actually making that a memory, you're making that a constant, you're making that part of your thought process on a daily basis. It's part of your consciousness. So you're actually ingraining that into your brain, which is how habits are formed, because you're basically putting that out there. You're reminding yourself day after day after day that this is what you're doing. And you want to always constantly talk to yourself as if you are doing it now. So it's not about, I am going to do this, I will do this, I hope to do that. It's, I am doing this, I'm doing this, this is what I am doing, not I'm working on, I am doing this. So always put things in the present tense as if you are doing it, even if you're working toward it, because you can't think about it, you can't work towards something, you got to be doing it. And the last thing, and I don't always agree with this, but I have seen it work with some people, and that is an interesting concept, is, you know how we talked about how the brain works and how a lot of times things go on autopilot, and you have those routines, right? And so sometimes those routines can be a trigger, right, to something else. So a routine, let's say like you get up every morning at 6 a.m. in the morning to go to work. That can trigger something. Or when you're coming back home from work, that can trigger whatever it is. When you sometimes go on a vacation, vacations of any sort, they need to be about 4 days long, can change a habit. And the reason for that is a vacation, you're not on the same type of routine. Because in a vacation, you're not on any routine. You don't do this every day. So when you take yourself out of the routine process, right? So you're not going to work every morning. You're not getting that pack of cigarettes every morning. You go to work. Whatever it is that you're doing that you want to change, you can change when you're out of your element. And I know that people say, oh man, but that's where I want to be drinking. That's where I want to be doing this. But if you really want to change something and you have the ability to take a vacation for 4 days or more, that's where you can definitely quit, because you get out of your routine, if your routine is really aiding and abetting in your trigger. So stay with us next Sunday. Tune in to Perspectives always. We're always here for you. We got new things to talk about next week. New people coming on the show. We got some really excellent things going on. Tune in to Perspectives next Sunday. Can't wait to see you then. Have a great, wonderful week.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach, Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life, because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board certified master life coach, Ashley Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.